Christian Network News, 2-minute version, Monday, March 8th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. Topping the news, Haiti's prime minister declared a state of emergency even as rivals took steps toward resolving the leadership crisis. World Help's Eric Vess says their partners remained active through the worst and still have concerns. They're able to feed a child in their program for a dollar a day, but it goes deeper.
The work of the gospel spreads out from there. What begins as feeding the basic human need of a child goes far beyond that into feeding their soul and their spirit, giving them the gospel, and following up with their families as well.
Next, an innovative approach to literacy in India is opening doors for ministry despite the spread of anti-Christian sentiment. World Bible Translation Center's Roger Massey details what's happening.
What our Bangalore office has begun doing is working together with the government, using the Book of Proverbs and the Gospel of Mark as reading primers. And they've established literary centers, about 100. And as a result of that, there's people that are becoming worshipers of Jesus.
Some of the distributors have been attacked and chased out of villages. While many do return for follow-up, Massey says they'll be facing more opposition from religious activists. And the Bible League has published the New Testament in 105 Mexican languages. The recent completion of the Mixteco-Quatzaspan New Testament was completed with the help of Wycliffe Bible translators. The Mixtec people live in the state of Oaxaca. Still, there are thousands of remote people groups around the world that are waiting for God's Word. Pray that these new translations will touch the hearts of many. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the Voice of the Martyrs Persecuted Church newsletter, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It features stories about the persecuted church and how to help suffering believers. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.